Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. My name is Brandon Peoples, and across from me here in the studio is John Ford, Riley County Commissioner. Good to talk to you once again.
Yes, good to be here this morning. Feeling a little groggy. I kind of stayed up a little late watching the national championship game, but
yeah, it was. I heard it was a wild game. I can't talk to it too much because I was watching Cobra Kai last night.
Well, you know, that's not too bad either. First half was kind of boring, and it picked up in the second half. And I really didn't care who won. I just wanted a pretty good game, and it kind of ended up being that. So yeah, good way to start off the year.
You're a big football fan yourself.
I am. Yeah. I have an SEC team, unfortunately, but it's not Georgia or Alabama, so we can leave it at that.
Yeah, absolutely. You're a Kentucky fan, right?
Correct.
That's what I thought. Yep. Okay. And, well, that's because you grew up in that area.
Correct.
I can understand that. Yeah.
Family would kind of disown me if I at least didn't try, but I've had my times, you know. 2018 was a fun time. I about got my self-disowned there, but I still got bragging rights, and I hope to keep it that way.
Very cool. And I was talking to Steven earlier that you're a Jacksonville Jaguars fan, and they had a pretty big game on Sunday, pulled a big upset and threw the NFL out of whack.
Completely out of whack. You know, I've got a buddy of mine who's a Raiders fan, and he was just like, well, it's kind of pointless. You know, your Jaguars aren't going to beat the Colts, so I don't have any chance. And I was texting him all afternoon. I'm like, see, it's possible. We can work these things out. Sunday afternoon pretty fun, especially when you got to the Raiders and the Chargers game. And I don't know what anybody was thinking there. Might have been interesting just to see him kneel and tie, and well, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. So
I was just happy. I'm a Chiefs fan, and I happy to not get to play the Chargers in the first round of the playoffs, because that's the one team I didn't want to face. And I didn't want to face the Colts really a whole lot, but after watching what they did to Jacksonville, I think would have had no problem with the Colts.
Yeah, well, you know, and I also think the Raiders were probably like, maybe we shouldn't kneel, because if we do, we'll be the seventh seed, and then we'll have to play the Chiefs again. And that's probably the team they don't want to play. So, like, let's kick the field goal and at least go to Cincinnati instead of Kansas City, because at least Cincinnati hasn't won a playoff game in, like, 30-something years. Sorry, they're Bengal fans listening this morning, but yeah.
Yeah, well, it's fun. I agree. This is a good time of year. January is so cold, and it's just good to be indoors and just watch football.
And it's good to see cold outdoor football, even though you're not outside actually playing it, yeah.
Exactly. Well, it's certainly good to have you here. We're going to talk about some county happenings here. Of course, yesterday was reorganization. We've got new chair, new vice chair. You were chair last year, and so what, Greg takes over as the chair this year?
Correct. Commissioner McKinley will serve in the role as chair for this next year, and then Commissioner Fokey will back him up in vice chair, and I fall all the way at the bottom.
All right. Any changes as far as boards you guys sit on?
We did have that discussion yesterday. It's, you know, typically we don't really usually change boards. We either add one or one falls off or something like that. That's usually the natural occurrence. It was brought up, and it's actually a good idea to probably revisit those, I think. You know, from time to time, maybe a change of board or two is good for the commissioners to learn about a different aspect of things, and then those boards can learn about, you know, a different commissioner or something along the way. It's a little challenging for me because a couple of the boards that I'm on, I'm kind of intricately involved in at the moment, and they all kind of blend in very, very well with my work schedule. So I let one go because it wasn't really working out real, real well, but the other ones, kind of, like I said, I'm either really actively involved in, like I'm chair of the Metropolitan Planning at this point in time. I'm on the Finance Committee of the Board of Directors for Pawnee, so I have a little bit more, I guess, responsibility. I guess that's probably the right adjective there. So still kind of working on some things there, and two other boards I'm kind of working on some things. So had that not been the case, I probably would have been more willing to transfer around. We transferred a couple of boards around, and you know, at some point in time, you could relook at those even during the year and maybe even make a change or two or something on a few of those. Of course, over my course of time over the last 4 years, I've actually added like three boards that weren't there. So that happens too. Some of them come, some of them go. Just kind of depends on where you're at and what we're working on and what pops up on the radar.
Mm. So, yeah. Well, you know, one thing we've been kind of watching the last few days, and it's just the surge in COVID cases here. And I know Riley County will have its report out tomorrow, the health department, and I'm in fear, John. I think this is going to be one of the worst reports we're going to see here in some time. The new cases that we're going to see probably going to be one of the highest totals we've had in a while.
It's going to be complicated because it's really, really hard to track the numbers right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that, you know, you can't say one, two, all the way up to whatever. It's, you know, having the right contact tracing in place. We've turned bits and pieces over that to the state. So it's kind of two different components to that. What I will tell you, probably what concerns me more than just the number of cases right now, would be severities. And the more we try to log that into the hospitals and the other regional health facilities right now, I think for us, that's not to say that the influx of cases isn't problematic, but I think when you're trying to prioritize what we need to do and the resources and where they need to go, that one tops the list at this point in time. And it's kind of gone up and down too. I think we're kind of at that point where we're still in that kind of 2-week period with New Year's. It was not overly cold like it is some years, but it wasn't necessarily overly warm. So I don't know how many people were kind of outside or in larger events outside or someplace moving around, or, you know, it tends to be a lot of those cases will come from the more intimate, you know, at home, you're with 8-10 people, friends, family, that sort of thing. So we're still kind of watching that. I think the difficulty here too is, you know, right as we kind of work out of that, we're going to be working right back into the start of the K-State semester in school, or hopefully, you know, a little bit of back and forth on that, obviously. But, you know, I think we're kind of in a tough spot here, probably through maybe early to mid-February. I've read some stuff. We've discussed some stuff here over the last week that really we should start seeing somewhat of a decline at that particular point in time. But it's really, really hard to gauge. It just is at this point.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many dominoes in play here. We talked to before we started the preschool closing, and there's a few other childcare facilities closed. And that just hampers everything. The workforce is going to take a hit here. Yeah. People can't work if they don't have childcare.
Childcare, you know, under the best of circumstances, is a very big challenge. Not just here, but just in general. But you know, when you're a parent, and I say this a lot, but you know, thankfully I'm not. but you know, when you have to kind of decide, well, do I work today? Some people may have that option right now to work at home, but you know, if you got small children. It's still kind of difficult in some aspects, so you kind of have to pick between the two, and that's really, really difficult. It really, really is. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if there would be any emergency declarations coming. I know I think Lyon County did one recently here because they were out of ventilators at one of their hospitals. I know Pottawatomie County issued a disaster declaration also, I think, yesterday, if I remember right, and I don't know if Riley County is considering anything like that.
We haven't considered that. I think for us, it's also kind of a wait and see to see what happens at the state. That was just a 15-day, and it was basically to do what Lyons County and Pottawatomie County is doing to try to draw in, use those federal and state funds to be able to draw in the resources that they need at the hospital. To my knowledge, we have the resources. It's staff. An emergency declaration there isn't going to probably really cover that issue at this point in time. Once again, you know, if the legislature, who obviously convened yesterday and started their 2022 session, if they extend that out or put some other components to that we can draw off of, then that may be something that we would have to think about. Technically, there's a separate emergency declaration in place for last month's storm. But that's not congruent to, you know, to an environmental or health emergency at this point in time. So I know those things have been discussed. It's still a little bit in flux, so that could change while we're having this conversation. I'm not 100% for sure, but to my knowledge right now, really the biggest problem that we have right now is staff. Being able to staff, we could pop up an alternative care site, or we could do a few other things, but we have to be able to staff it, and we're just coming up short on that.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned that. Like, it's nuts. If you go to the KDHE test site at the mall, you wait in line for hours. And I heard someone say, my wife actually heard this, that if you get a test there, it may take like 4 days before you know your results.
That's correct, because that does go to KDHE. And this is one of those where it feels like we've kind of spun right back around to 2020 again.
Cause yeah.
That was originally a problem. We wanted to get everybody tested, but it was going to take 72 hours or longer at some particular point in time. I still am not very, very clear on how we're testing the variants, which one it is or which one it may not be. That one, I'll be honest with you, I'm still confused about. I don't know if we have a good solid plan for that. I said part of our contact tracing is there, so the numbers probably moving forward, you probably won't get numbers per se. This is how many we had this week. You're going to get severities. You're going to get testing information and some of the more, I think, immediate stuff that I think people need to be aware of and conscious of.
And I'm not sure the government has all the answers, but, we kind of look to the legislature, I think, at first here, because the state is kind of the final say on a lot of stuff here. But do you anticipate we'll see any changes here COVID-related from the legislature?
I would assume. I would assume out front anyway. And it'll be interesting. You know, obviously, the State of the State speech is this evening. So you'll also see the governor's budget and kind of the state of things. So she'll probably lay out what her vision is at this particular point in time, still pandemic related. And I think one by one that kind of transfers back down through the legislature, both chambers, you know, the adequate committees and people that are working on that. The other interesting component is the Supreme Court discussed last week, I guess what was SB 40, the Emergency Powers Act. So they've upheld that for the moment. So we're still kind of sifting through that. They didn't say it was constitutional or unconstitutional, but they upheld it from the Johnson County original decision on there that they didn't have the proper jurisdiction. There's a whole bunch of things that go into that. And, of course, we're still working through this, and that's a workable component. My guess is the legislature will probably do something there, just to give you another example. Hard to say what that's going to occur. Keep in mind, redistricting is part of that conversation this year, too. So I would assume whatever they do COVID-related would probably be early in the session rather than later. But I've kind of learned that you just kind of have to be flexible with all this. And that could be the same case during the legislative cycle.
All right. You know, we're talking with John Ford, Raleigh County Commissioner. We're going to take our first break. And it'll take your phone calls as well if you got them. 785-537-1350. You're listening to In Focus on KMAN.